Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says he'll meet with police chiefs and law enforcement leaders who oppose the measure. Patrick says he'll also meet with the NRA and the group Gun Owners of America to see if they can find a path to gain the support of the majority of the Texas Senate. A measure that would let people carry guns without a permit has already passed the Texas House, but 64 preachers from different religions across the state have signed a letter saying they hope lawmakers reject this bill and several others.
The faith community is clear. It is our role to promote life. It is our role to make sure that people are living abundantly. And guns get in the way of that. That's been proven over and over again. More guns do not make us safer. And the faith community, quite honestly, is tired. We are tired of all this unnecessary gun violence.
Among those signing the letter is Presbyterian Reverend Deanna Hollis from Dallas.
I got involved in gun violence prevention because when Texas allowed guns to be carried on college campuses, there was a boy who was dating my daughter at the time, and as he was sitting down at my table, he told me that he was counting down the days till his 21st birthday so that he can go out and get his concealed handgun license. And I shudder to think that if this law is removed, he could have had that weapon at 18, because that's what our licensing does. It says that you have to be 21. He could have had that gun at 18, and he would have had no training, no background check. He could have had that gun and been free to carry it without anybody even showing him the proper way to hold it or fire it. He had more requirements for how to get his car license than he would to get his gun license.
Hollis is the Gun Violence Prevention Ministry Coordinator at Presbyterian Peace Fellowship.
A gun in the home is going to increase the likelihood that somebody is killed by a gun. We've had a 9-year-old get a hold of a gun in a car and shoot an 11-year-old. They're not accidents, but they are shootings that can be avoided. By removing those types of requirements, we're just opening ourselves to just more and more gun violence.
Religious leaders who signed the letter also want the legislature to reject bills that would loosen license to carry laws and eliminate gun-free zones.
It is very frustrating to continually to have our lawmakers ignore this. Matthew 23 kept coming to mind as I watched, where, and in Matthew 23 is where Jesus repeatedly says, "Woe to you, you hypocrites. Woe to you." And this is because our lawmakers, as they put forward this bill, they said they were concerned about women. But if they were concerned about women, they would know that easy access to weapons do not make women safer. In fact, a woman is 5 times as likely to be shot and killed in this country than in any other developed country. They should be talking about health care. They should be talking about our power grid system that has failed.
Senate Bill 546 would eliminate state-imposed gun-free zones, but property owners could still ban guns on their own property by posting signs. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KULD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.